Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields the ball and throws to first. Harrelson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Harrelson. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Causey applying the tag. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNerney scores. Alomar scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cozzi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Williams reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Williams steals third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford strikes out. There goes Williams. He's safe. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward is hit by the pitch. Buford moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Bill Stafford now pitching. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Colavito scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen pinch runs for Ken Boyer. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. Roof reaches third base with a triple. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Jack Aker now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from roof and he is safe. Agee steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Colavito reaches third base with a triple. Agee scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ken Berry pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 11-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ward moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to home to get Ward. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-1, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. One out. Ken Suarez pinch hits for Jack Aker. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.